Can I create a real three?
I took over command of the B company when the previous company now became sick. I'm just after the rising career. And we were actually in the reserve, re-equipping ourselves and all that sort of thing, when on the 5th of November, the KOSB were attacked by the Chinese and the North Koreans and driven off three company positions. Another battalion in the brigade, I won't mention one, had rehearsed the counterattack, but when they were told to do it, they refused to do it. And so we, who hadn't even seen the ground, went up and did the counterattack. And our A and B companies got onto the enemy positions that were driven off. And I had meanwhile occupied the reserve position, and they withdrew onto me. And the next morning we were due to do the attack again, but in fact it was called off, and we were then attacked on this position for 6 weeks, I suppose. Very heavily, but we held on. And then, much to my dismay, we were told to fall back. Not because we were driven back, but they were redeploying the line or something. And my two platoons and company quarters were another feature behind this, leaving one of my platoons on this position that had been attacked continuously for 6 weeks. And they were swamped. The platoon was swamped and taken prisoner and killed them. So I rather thought was going to happen. I was quite convinced that we needed a company on that particular position. But and we were on this other position, which is called Crete. And the position that had been taken was called Italy. And well, we were attacked pretty heavily on Crete, very badly shelled. And let me think, I had two officers killed, and myself and one officer wounded. And I had to be evacuated, and the company withdrew and another company took over. And I was evacuated to a bar at an American MASH hospital, a transit hospital, and I was taken to Curie, where the British hospital was. And I was there for about 6 or 8 weeks until the new year, when I came back again and commanded the company again.
Where were you injured?
Both knees, both arms, and the head. Any one of the things could have gone slightly a bit further or sideways, it would have been pretty bad.
How did it happen? How did it happen?
So far, shrapnel.
What was the form in which the Chinese attacks took place, apart from artillery fire?
Well, they were held up on our perimeter wire by, I mean, we had a very, very competent artillery set up in Korea, and one used to be able, as a company commander, to call down 72 guns and American persuaders, which were very heavy guns. The supporters, and of course we got mortar fire as well, and we just held them back. They didn't usually seem to carry rifles, I think they had rifles, they were mostly chucking grenades. They were held up on the wire, which is quite close to us, I mean, I suppose about as far away as that yellow tree.
Just about 40, 50 yards?
Yeah, right, yeah.
What did you think of the Chinese as soldiers?
Well, they weren't as good as the Japanese, nothing like. They were masses of them, that was the problem. Hundreds of them, millions of them, I suppose. And they were very good diggers. They only had to get into a position, and they dig like mad, and you would find them all down well below ground and out of range of our artillery. And I don't think that those two positions, I'm right in saying, those two positions that we law, the KOSP laws, were ever recaptured. I think when the ceasefire came, some 2 years later, I gather literally thousands of Chinese appeared from out of the hillside in front of where our position would be.
Did you ever capture any?
Yes. 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 I don't think I did in my country, but the battalion did. Yeah. I think they were North Koreans, if I remember rightly.
What did they look like close up? In their dress and equipment and so on?
Well, it was pretty cold when we were doing most of the fighting. I mean, they had sort of quilts on. They weren't quilts, but they had that sort of thing. And stuff around their ears and that sort of thing.
What was the morale of your soldiers like?
Absolutely couldn't be better. The difference between Burma in 47 column and being D Company's 1st Escorts was really no comparison. They were wonderful. Couldn't have been better. In fact, the whole British Commonwealth Division was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding, and there's no doubt about it. They were far the best soldiers in Korea.
Was it like trench warfare in the First World War?
It became very similar to trench warfare. There was a lot of patrolling and minor attacks on various pimples, that sort of thing. But I think the British lines by this time became, was that after that counter attack by the Chinese, became pretty static. And I think you'll find that from end of 1951 onwards, there was no, in the British Commonwealth Division, there was no great sort of movement one way or the other. I mean, there were several times when the British forces were attacked by enormous numbers of people, but they held the line, unlike the American Marines, who were next door to us, who were very often swamped.
You've said that the positions were called Crete and Italy, but whereabouts were these positions in terms of Korean names?
Well, it was just north of the 38th parallel. I could go and get you a map if you wanted.
It's probably in the histories anyway.
Oh, yes. They gave features names just for, but the two I was personally concerned with were Crete and Italy. Was the position I was holding for an attack for 6 weeks on end, and then we withdrew to Crete, which is just behind us, leaving one of the two, which you see it couldn't really work, well, I don't think, in those days. I mean, the chap who's commanding the one of the two was quite an adequate officer, but I mean, it's quite different to having a company commander and a company sergeant major who were really strong. I mean, the National Service, some of them were alright. One of the chaps was wounded at the same time as me, he's now head of the KOSB, he's head of the Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank, Willie Purvis. I was the next door bed to him in hospital.
You said the American Marines were to your right. Who was to your left?
I don't know. We were towards the left of the Commonwealth Division lines. I can't remember who was on our right. I honestly can't remember. It's quite a large area. I mean, the Commonwealth Division was quite a size. I can't. It sounds silly, but I was more concerned with what went on the British Commonwealth Division. But we did know the American Marines because we did several swaps with them and we moved in different parts of the line. And areas that we held, we handed over to them. And they lost.
Was there any sense in the Korean War that you regarded it as a war against communism, or was it So it was more than just a professional job as a professional soldier?
Well, I think we regarded it as being a professional thing, but we were well aware that we were fighting the communists.
What about living conditions?
Yes.
What about living conditions and food?
Food was quite good. We used to get food supplied by the Americans. And we used to get half American rations. And the food was really quite incredibly good, but boring. In that, it sounds silly, but we used to get sort of 2 days of sort of steaks, and 2 days of ham, and 2 days of, it used to be called ham or shovel or something. Terrible stuff. But I mean, we people got terribly bored, actually. I mean, they used to say, why can't we have a bully beef stew? It sounds silly, but that's true. The food was no problem. I think we also had, I mean, we had, there was no shortage of food, no shortage of anything, really. I went back and had lunch on one occasion with the squadron leader of the armour, who were the 5th Dragoon Guards. And I mean, might have been having lunch in somebody's house in England. I mean, they had sort of a joint, the squadron leader, the squadron commander was carving a joint, and we had claret and all sorts of things, but I didn't get quite that in the line, but it was very good. We couldn't complain about food, wonderful.